If not, we can do it by phone in just a second.
Okay. Yeah, we might just do it by phone.
Sounds good, Scott. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Just hang right on. I'll be right with you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Beautiful, beautiful day here in sunny Kingman, Arizona. 39 degrees.
On an old road.
A little bit of music from Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew.
In the mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride.
Always a good way to start a day talking about road trips.
Is America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Gonna have a little bit of fun speaking of road trips today. We're gonna be talking with Scott Dahl in Springfield, Illinois. And these folks back there in Springfield, they are doing everything but selling the hog on the squeal. The squeal on the hog, I should say. Hey, Mr. Scott Dahl, how are you today, sir?
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, you betcha. We're doing this by phone this morning, so we'll see how this all works out.
Say hello to
God bless. It was great talking with you at the Miles of Possibility Conference. And I got to tell you, you got me excited about the things you've been going there and your infectious enthusiasm.
Come along for
the ride. Well, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Hey, a shameless plug. We're hosting Miles of Possibility in 2026, obviously. We're 66 Centennial, so we're more excited about that.
I'm looking forward to that one. I really have a feeling you guys are going to pull out all the stops.
We are, yes. We've already started planning, and absolutely, we will make it worthy of the 100th anniversary celebration.
I had to laugh when we were at the Miles of Possibility Conference. You really hit the ground running, created some waves when you started there in Springfield with your Sunrise Donut sign adventure.
Yeah, right? So, 2 months after being appointed director of the Business Springfield, Springfield Convention Visitors Bureau, the Sunrise Donut sign comes up for auction, public auction. And, we had thought, as a city standpoint, that we needed to jump in. We knew there'd be a lot of bidders. We're talking about a 20-year-old sign. And obviously iconic in Springfield, and so we jumped in. A sign company, they have a sign shop as well. They helped us out, and it did create some waves. Matter of fact, it almost cost me my job.
Well, that's what I like. Though you've got the tenacity, and you stuck it out. I think people they saw what you were trying to accomplish. And, I'm glad that you didn't lose your job over it.
Well, they didn't see it immediately, let me tell you that. They certainly questioned it. They questioned how someone could be on a job for 2 months and spend $20,000 on a 7-year-old neon sign. But, we wanted to talk about more than just the Route 66 International Festival, our annual festival we've had for 22 plus years now. And we just knew we had a lot more assets here. So, A Sign Company did an amazing job refurbishing this sign. Half of it fits in her A Sign Museum, half sits at Motorheads. And it's really become iconic for Springfield. And in fact, it was part of a $30 million campaign by the Illinois Office of Tourism last summer.
Ooh. Your Mountain Road Festival, September 27th through the 29th. The two Springfields, between you and Springfield, Missouri, you guys have about the best festivals going on Route 66 right now.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, the International Route 66 Mother Earth Festival will be its 23rd year, 27th through the 29th and 23. And we're excited about it. We're real proud of what Springfield, Missouri does as well, and really Tulsa. you know, we look at this from a viewpoint of the entire route. Obviously, we're partial to Illinois Route 66, but, you know, we know we're a piece of it.
Say hello to a new friend. Together.
So, yeah, we're excited.
Take a two-lane trip of memories in the mysteries unknown.
I'm excited about it.
Come along for the ride.
Yeah. Boy, you know, that would be a great addition to this. Is that like independent film or old film?
Jim Hinckley's America.
Mainly documentaries. They don't have to all deal with Route 66. They don't all talk about Route 66. But, you know, we have that theme of the mother road. And so it's real fun. It's free. So it's just part of the Route 66 Mother Road Festival. So, yeah, real excited.
Well, I know one of the things I noticed that you really put an emphasis on is developing events and projects like the Route 66 Experience that help support businesses in an area and build a sense of community. I think that's real important.
Say hello to a new.
I think it's really a cornerstone.
On an old
I think so too. You know, we're trying to
take a two-lane trip to
those historic assets we have and create some new attractions.
Come along for the ride.
You're exactly correct. The Illinois State Fairgrounds Route 66 Experience, brand new. It's going to be on a Legacy on Pine Park. It's got to take you through a tour of Illinois Route 66. We have about 8 sheds set up. You can go through each of the 90 communities in Illinois. Right there on the iconic state fairgrounds, which, by the way, sits on the original Route 66. So, you know, we're happy to have it there. And then, you know, yeah, you're right. Businesses, the stadium smokehouse across the street, put a mural, Route 66 mural this year, added that to their building, a tribute to Johnny Cash. it's very, very cool, very photographic. So, yeah, we're, you know, trying to weave the 66 assets together, you know, not only in Springfield, but also in Illinois.
Well, I tell you, it's doing great. Route 66, of course, is the low-hanging fruit for communities. And you can use that to draw people to community and foster investment and development, and then highlight the other assets that make your community well, special, unique, you know, like you've got some great restaurants that a lot of people over the course, the Cozy Dog, all the Route 66 folks know about that one. But, Horseshoe Sandwich, Maldonar's Restaurant is one that's often overlooked there in Springfield.
Yeah, we have some real Route 66 culinary delights for sure. You mentioned the Cozy Dog. The Made Right sandwich, right?
Yes.
The loose meat sandwich, the first drive-thru in America, self-proclaimed. we always like to say that. You mentioned the Horseshoe Sandwich. Motorheads, you know, we touched on them a little bit. The Chili, Dew Chili Parlor, Joe Rogers Chili. By the way, Dew Chili is spelled with two L's. That's iconic. Mellow Cream Donuts. Maldoners dating back to 1884. So, yeah, there's a lot of culinary in the Springfield area.
Well, of course, you've got the political history, presidential history, everything from Lincoln to Obama that you can tie into and celebrate there in Springfield as well.
We do. Matter of fact, we have a new Heroes of Springfield mural that just went up at the new $100 million transportation hub that will open in 2025 ahead of the centennial. So we're excited about that. It does have Obama. It has Abraham Lincoln. It's got a huge Illinois Route 66 shield that's included in the mural. It's right in the center of the mural. And again, that transportation hub is right on Route 66. So, yeah, we've intentionally tied Route 66 to Abraham Lincoln. Obviously be the home of Abraham Lincoln. You know, we've marketed that for a long time, but we think that Route 66 it certainly is another reason to stop by Springfield and spend the night.
I was really fortunate this year, my first chance to really see the experience at the fairgrounds. And I was very impressed, but I really got a double bonus for my photography on some projects. Not only a great sunset to frame the neon, but I showed up at the same time as Abraham Lincoln, who was standing there taking in the sights. So that worked out pretty well.
Lincoln still roams around, right? Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's part of our History Comes Live program in the summertime from June to early August. So, yeah, you'll see Mr. Lincoln, Mrs. Lincoln still roaming around, often on Route 66.
Well, his museum and library there is on Route 66, and that's an experience. I was very impressed with that. And that's another great addition to the Route 66 experience.
It really is. And, you know, you can get everything Lincoln right there. It's immersive. They've got Disney productions inside. Ghost of the Museum is incredible. I'll let, you know, our visitors determine whether at the end if the actor is real or not. So I'll just kind of leave you with that cliffhanger there. But, yeah, the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum is certainly something to stop by and see.
Ah, yes. Oh, you've got a Brick 66 project in the works?
Well, that's the mile stretch of Route 66, that paved brick called Brick 66, that's just south of Springfield, really just south of Chatham, Illinois. That you could pull over and get some photos and really drive on some of those original paved road that's, you know, you don't find all over Route 66.
I understand that was, the bricks were laid over the original concrete of State Highway 4. Do you know about that, or is that just a story?
I cannot validate that, but I, you know, it could be, yeah. I know that they've certainly been there for decades, and you know, it's an iconic stop when you're in town and certainly within the area.
Yeah, that's a real pretty drive in general. I just discovered recently out by Lake Springfield a little place called Cotton Hill that's really got my interest now. Something else I'll have to check out my next trip back east.
Yeah, that's an interesting stretch. It's really unknown, and we really discovered it during our master interpretive plan addendum that we completed in December of 22. And that's really spurred a lot of these projects along as well. We started the work on that in 2019. And yeah, we found that stretch. It's got original paved brick. It's hard to see. It's on a corner. Not too many people know about it, but that stretch of Route 66 actually is underwater now. They flooded the area to create Lake Springfield. And when they did, obviously, they had to reroute 66. So today, it goes right into the lake and comes out on the other side. It's an interesting part. We are looking to develop that to make it more of a stop, a safe stop, mm-hmm. for our Route 66 travelers. Yeah, and we're hoping to have that done by 2026. It's part of our plan.
That would be really nice to have. And of course, I found out there was a little town of Cotton Hill, not much to it, but started out there was a little pottery ceramics work there back 1840s, I understand. So yeah, that'd be kind of an interesting side trip, because a lot of people just are not aware of that.
Well, and on the north side we have Carpenter Park. That's got some original Route 66 concrete that goes into the Sangamon River. There was a bridge that went across the river at one point. And then when they put veterans through there, then obviously that disappeared. But we're trying to gain access to that as well, so that you'll have on the north side, you'll have Carpenter Park. And on the south, absolutely, the Cotton Hill Road and, of course, Brick 66. So there would be a lot of some original stretches of 66. So we know that's important to the traveler.
Yeah, I am always amazed, you know, how Route 66 is such a unique animal. Most people just, it's become the ultimate quintessential American road trip. But I've always, I find people that astound me with how deep they've gone down the Route 66 rabbit hole. Some years ago at an event in Victorville, California, I found a group of people that collect asphalt from different sections of Route 66. And I'm standing there in an absolute amazement as they're oohing and awing over pieces of asphalt, and they know where it came from. That's 1920s Ash Fork, Arizona. And I just have no clue how you go down that rabbit hole.
Well, it's funny. I'm sitting here in my office staring at a piece of original Route 66 asphalt. It's a core that I have on my desk. And so I get it. I get that, people want to be in touch with Route 66, and that's a way to have a piece of it.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess that opens a thought-provoking door for some souvenirs, but that's something we'll get to at another time. Hey, I'm really glad, too, that Shea's Gas Station, you're looking at getting that back open. And it's a shame a lot of his stuff was auctioned off, but it's great that you're looking to preserve that site.
I am so excited about this project and so proud of what the city is doing at Shea's Gas Station, along with the owner, which, he's being so cooperative. He's so engaged, so dedicated to Route 66 and the new owner, I should say, right? Or the newer owner. DCO, our state of Illinois, that's allowed us to, and granted these the monies to go towards this. But yeah, we are going to reopen Shea's to the exterior in spring of 2024. We have been hard at work repaving. It's got new concrete. The sidewalks have been leveled. It's been repainted to a degree. We're leaving the original white porcelain. A sign company is doing the signs. You're right, a lot of the signage was auctioned off. Fortunately, you can see a large percentage of the original signage at Motorheads Bar Grill Museum. Yeah, so Ron Metzger, the owner there, he asked. He said, "Hey, do you want the signs back? Do you want to put it on the building?" I said, "No, I think it's better here. Protect it inside." A sign company is so good at replicating signs, as we see by the neon legend sign park at the experience. And I said, I really think we can recreate that experience. So, in spring of 2024, travelers are going to be able to pull into Shea's. We will have a cutout of Shea's with a QR code that the travelers will use their phones for, and they can have some audio and video of Bill Shea Sr. We're real proud of that, real excited about that. We may have a few other surprises as well, but Shea's is going to be reopened. And, it's been, 10 years since it closed.
Bill Shea was quite, he's not only a pioneer in the Route 66 movement, but he was a direct link between the post-war glory days, so to speak, of Route 66 and the era of Renaissance. And he was quite a fella, quite a fella.
He really was. He really was. And, I don't think that he, wanted to be a Route 66 superstar. I think anyone that met Bill knew that, but he became one, right? He became internationally known, traveled internationally. He was Bill, and he loved telling his stories. He loved greeting travelers, at Shea's, and visiting, and his family as well. So, yeah, we want to retell that story. We want to have that experience for the travelers. Like I said, we have a few extra surprises that I think will blow people away when they arrive at Shea's.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, like I say, I get back there every year for at least the Miles of Possibility Conference, usually some speaking engagements in Michigan. So I'm always excited to see what's going on in Springfield. But you've taken that to a new level, You've really added a dynamic to it. And I think as we draw closer to the centennial, the potential, somebody with your imagination, I can only just what you're going to come up with.
Well, you know, it takes a team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our partnership with the Illinois Route 66 Scenic Byway and Casey Claypool, not only a partnership, but a friendship, you know, what we're doing there. Obviously, I've mentioned A-Sign Company several times. The state of Illinois, which has come all in. I mean, they've provided $4 million in grants for the last 3 years. We expect at least two more rounds. So they're all in as well, right? The city of Springfield, you know, moving forward. So the Road Ahead Partnership, which I think is very important, the work they're doing at the federal level. So, you know, it's not one person, it's a team. Yes. And we're all moving in the right direction, which we're so happy about.
Well, yeah, it's not only a team, but it's also a community. But it takes the leadership such as yours to bring that team together so it's all headed in the same direction. But people have trouble sometimes. You know, Route 66 is a linear community. And Michael Wallace coined that phrase, but it really sums it up. It's America's longest small town. And from that perspective, well, Springfield becomes a suburb of Los Angeles, and we work together. That's how this thing works.
I love that. And that's really the way that we approach it as well, is, yes, we talk about Illinois Route 66 and the 90 communities that, you know, that make that up. But it's really the entire route, right? It's the, you know, almost 2,500 miles, and we just so proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's really amazing when you think it's first of all, it's just a road, for God's sakes. And second of all, officially, it's a road that doesn't even exist anymore. And yet we have this international fan club. It's just surprising. It's almost, especially for some of us old timers that grew up when it was Route 66. It's just hard to fathom what this has become.
It's interesting because the travelers from the 75 different countries that stop by our visitor center every year, the majority are coming for Route 66.
Yeah.
They obviously know Abraham Lincoln, but they're really coming for Route 66 and the Mother Road. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised anymore either. I was early on. The amount of international attention that brings. But, you know, now it's routine, and we love it.
Back in 2018, I had the privilege of speaking at the second European Route 66 Festival in Zlin, Czechia. And I was in awe that there were thousands and thousands of people celebrating this road, American music and cars, from 10 countries, including Brazil. And there's a reason you don't see Zlin given away on game shows. You can't get there from anywhere. And yet all these people had come together on purpose because of this road.
Yeah, isn't that something? And that's what we found out at the Bureau 22 years ago as well. And that's Kim Rosendahl from the Bureau went to Germany and said, you know what, they're talking about Route 66. We really need to dive into the Mother Road. So that's when the International Route 66 Mother Road Fest was created. And you're right. You know, the international attention it brings is astounding, really.
Yeah. Probably most surprising of all is the number of communities that don't realize the potential for tourism related economic development that because their association with Route 66. A lot of communities are trying to find ways to revitalize, especially small rural communities, and they have this golden opportunity running right through the center of town.
100%, absolutely. And you know, I think the centennial is putting a spotlight on that, right? I mean, you know, we're moving towards that. You know, a lot more communities are getting it. And, you know, we want that to continue. And I think that's why it's so important at the federal level, the work the Road Ahead Partnership is doing, and you know, how can we secure this as a national historic trail and really solidify Route 66 position for the next 50 years and the next generations? Because I truly believe that, you know, we need to keep the original route, but we can have new items along the route. And, you know, it can be the, you know, the newer generations that can have their own Route 66. And I think we have a real opportunity to do that. And the opportunity is now. And that's before we get to the centennial, so that we can really maintain the history of Route 66.
Yeah, you know, for the purist, they become so myopic, they can look down a beer bottle with both eyes. And Route 66 has always been about evolution. Route 66 of 1950 was dramatically different from the Route 66 of 1930. And we've got new generations coming up, new interest, new technologies that we can, you know, from augmented reality murals to all these different things. And I think we can keep this alive if, without losing its historical integrity, but we just got to think a little bit different. We got to have fresh blood. We've got to have new ideas, different ideas, and not be afraid of the future.
Well, you're exactly right. It has evolved through the decades, right? And I think that's, you know, what's has lended itself to you know, continue to be talked about and be traveled and be experienced is the evolution of the Mother Road. So you're right. You know, we need to combine the new with the old, the original, and, you know, continue this momentum moving forward.
Scott, you know, I really greatly appreciate you taking time from your Sunday morning to do this morning. We had a little bit of audio issue at the beginning of this. I don't know if you're familiar with the old Hee-Haw program, KORN radio with Charlie Farquharson. That's how I feel a lot of times trying to do this. It seems like we run into some glitches here and there, but we only had a little bit of an audio issue for about the first 4 or 5 minutes. So I wanted to apologize for everyone, but we've got some great folks here. If they have any questions, now's the time to speak up. We've got folks from Scotland and Michigan and, well, gosh, all over the place here. Anything else you wanna pitch here this morning, Scott, besides send out an invitation to come to Springfield?
Yeah, well, I'll give a shout out to the International Route 66 Mother Road Festival. Once again, September 27th to the 29th, 2024. It will be our 23rd edition, so we'd love to have you come by. We mentioned the reopening of Shea's gas station in the spring of 24. So, you know, we want to keep that on the mind as well. Yeah, I think other than that, we're just working towards this master interpretive plan. We'll be unveiling more projects in the next 12 to 15 months, and I'll have to come back on and talk about those.
Well, I'd like that anytime. I really look forward to hearing more about your exploits, and well, people have got a lot of additional reasons to look towards Springfield. And I also, you know, I want to throw this out, even though we didn't touch on this, but Springfield's got a lot of opportunities for people. If they want to get involved with Route 66, open a business, or they want a place with a little bit of a future. Well, I think Springfield might be a good fit for a lot of folks.
I agree. Absolutely. There's plenty of opportunities here. And, you know, we'd love to show you where those opportunities are at and, you know, where you can, you know, make your way here along the road. We really, you know, have identified from Williamsville, Illinois, Elkhart, Williamsville area through Auburn. So, you know, we're talking about a solid 40-mile stretch, and there are a lot of opportunities.
Yeah. Some years ago, Bob Russell up in Pontiac, and this is me personally. I lived in Michigan and different up north there quite a bit over the years. But Bob Russell, some years back when he was first mayor, he was teasing me a bit. He asked me, offered me a job basically in Pontiac, and I explained to him that my wife and I, we really enjoyed Pontiac. The biggest problem we had with it was in Illinois, but that's my preference because I've been out here so long now, Scott. I'm one of the desert rats, and it gets below 80. I start looking for my long underwear. So I would have some problems in Illinois, but boy, you've got some great potential in Springfield right now to get involved with this exciting Route 66 projects.
Well, thank you, Jim. I can't wait to make it out to Kingman. I've been to the Flagstaff area with my daughter. I can't wait to make it out to Kingman. I'll definitely do that during the winter because you're right. I need some vitamin D when we go through some of these dark months here. But can't wait to visit there and appreciate the spotlight, not only on Springfield, but Illinois Route 66.
I do apologize. Like I said, we had a little bit of audio issue. I really, people who are followers of the program, technology is wonderful, but it always gives me incentive to think about becoming an Amish farmer as a career move. It seems like you can test everything. Everything works fine, and then it just doesn't. But fortunately, it was a small problem, so we got to
figure it out. Well, you know, not everything's perfect on the road either, right? I mean, you know, we don't want everything too boxed up, right?
Oh,
we
no.
We like it a little bit raggedy and you know,
well, that's
a lot original.
You know, that's I think that is really key to what's driving this Route 66 situation. We live in a generic world. We have 500 friends on Facebook. Most of them we've never met. And when we do meet them, we realize we don't even want to have coffee with them. And it's cold. It's impersonal. There's other highways, US 6, US 20, 50. They're just as interesting, but they don't have the infectious vibrancy, the passion, the people. It's the people that really give this Route 66 experience such a vibrancy.
I agree. And, you know, we created the Route 66 Living Legends program that identified personalities in Springfield in 2019. That continues through our Explorer Passport. So, you know, when we have our roadies come through town, grab a Explorer Passport, because you'll want to meet each of these personalities. There's a place on the passport for them to sign. We encourage you to get a photo. We agree. We think it's the stories along the routes that really enhance the experience and are just as important as the brick and mortar and the attractions. It's the personality. So we have now Legends and Landmarks. We have 12 locations, 9 different personalities. So you want to spend more than one day.
Well, you get out here to Kingman, and I'll give you the 50-cent tour. And I don't know if you've ever been up to Oatman, but we'll run up to Oatman. And I have to tell you, the section of Route 66 from Kingman to Oatman is probably the most scenic section of Route 66 anywhere. Stevie Wonder would have trouble taking a bad photograph. And Oatman is, well, it's quirky, but a little bit different than Springfield, but we'll give you the 50-cent tour.
I would love to get to Oatman. Are you kidding me? Yes, I've seen photos after photos. Obviously, you know, having the donkeys in town, and I just I got to get there. Got to get to Kingman. I have to get to Oatman, and really expand. You know, I have not driven the entire route, so I'd love to do the entire route. You know, Mother Road before the Centennial as well. So. That's kind of on my mini bucket list, if you would.
Well, you know, in this current political climate, when you go up to Oatman, it's nice to see that not all the asses are in Washington. Anyway, couldn't help myself. The donkeys really add a flavor to Oatman. But Scott, thank you so much for doing this. But, you know, thank you for your dedication to Springfield and the Route 66 community. It's just... You guys, you really are raising the bar, and you're setting an example for what communities can do and what they can become, and that's really greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you. We're, you know, happy to do it. We're proud to do it. It feels like it's in our blood, and, you know, couldn't do it without all the support. And so as long as we continue getting support, we'll continue to, you know, create these new projects and, you know, bring back these old landmarks and attractions like Shea's. We're just so happy we're in a position to do it.
Well, I sure hope to see you next year at the Miles of Possibility Conference. And you have a standing invite anytime you want to join us here. And God, please do. And we'll get the word out. And we'll see if we can inspire a road trip or two by telling people where to go and sharing America's story.
We'll do an episode in person. Matter of fact, when you come back for the Miles of Possibility Conference next year, I think it's in Edwardsville, if I'm correct.
Yes, Edwardsville.
Not too far. So we'll have to get you up because we are adding a podcast studio to our visitor center at the Lincoln Herndon Law Offices.
Ooh.
It'll be at sidewalk level, right? You'll have passerbys. We'll record an episode there in that new historic space. It'll be something. So we'll put that on the calendar.
Oh, boy, that would be exciting. You know, you may have already thought about this, but another idea is to do the audio podcast also with video content and kind of like the Today Show, encouraging people to come by the window and hold up signs where they're from and kind of add another element to it.
We will have a video component.
I thought absolutely. You would. I thought so.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have to have you by tape and record an episode for sure.
I would love it. Scott, thank you so very much for taking time today and being patient with us. And well, folks, any questions, just give a holler. We'll get them to Scott. And meanwhile, well, next week we'll do this again. We got some other great programs coming up for you as we get towards the end of the year, countdown to 2024. Scott, again, thank you and take care. And well, we'll talk soon, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks a million, Jim.
Bye-bye. Folks, I'm so glad you could join us this morning. I hope you enjoyed this. We do apologize. Thank you for calling it to my attention that we were having a little bit of issue with the theme song there, but I think we got that fixed pretty quickly. I'm always amazed when we have these issues that you can hear and I can't. That's another little problem. Michael, Kalina, good morning from Oatman. I hope everything's doing well up there for you. Denny and Maggie, Frosty, Michigan. It's great to see folks from Scotland this morning. We'll have to be talking more about that. And meanwhile, travel safe, my friends. We mentioned the Miles of Possibility Conference several times. That is next year, October 31st, the weekend of October 31st in Edwardsville, Illinois. Should be a really great event. Cheryl Jett, Debbie Jo Erickson, Terry Ryburn are the folks behind that. And by gosh, they do one hell of a good job. And like I say, Springfield, well, with Scott at the helm, he's building some great partnerships and teamwork. And those folks are selling everything on the hog, including the squeal. You got to see it to believe it. Check out the Route 66 experience at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Slide down 66. Really, really will enhance your adventure and your trip. And of course, if you're traveling Route 66, you got to try to keep that time capsule feel going. So, you know, you can do that at places like the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico. Dave Brenner has done a great job creating a 1960s time capsule. Connie Eccles at the Wagon Wheel Motel, can't say enough there. The oldest continuously operating motel on Route 66 in Cuba, Missouri. Then we have, you got to have a little bit of fun too. You could try Uranus Fudge Company and General Store down near St. Robert, Missouri. Juvenile Humor reigns supreme at the Uranus Fudge Company and General Store. Louis Keene makes sure that. Well, my friends, thank you very much. Is that centigrade dune or is that Fahrenheit? Sounds like you got some cold weather in Scotland. Maggie May, I'm not surprised it's cold in Michigan. We could use some of that rain out here. It's so dry, we're going to be hunting jerky instead of deer real soon. Michael, Kayleen, always good to hear from you. And, well, we'll talk soon, my friends. Michael, Kayleen, I'd like to, we'll get together for breakfast again soon. And Keith, you take care of yourself. I'm glad the Beale Street Theaters project, I keep following your exploits. That's looking good. Nolan, thank you. You bet. My friends, take care. And until we meet again, my friends, like and Dios mi amigos. Until we meet again, well, you travel safe now and stay warm. Scott, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, sir.